from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly science and environment series. 5 years ago, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger announced his vision for the Hydrogen Highway, a bold and ambitious program that promised to launch an alternative energy revolution in California.
Hundreds of hydrogen fueling stations will be built. And these stations will be used by thousands of hydrogen-powered cars and trucks and buses.
Right now, that highway is not as smooth as its planners had hoped, and government funding is in danger of drying up. In the midst of the pileup of bad news, the California Hydrogen Fuel Cell Program keeps chugging along. David Gorn reports.
At a white parking lot in downtown Livermore, there are flags and colorful signs and a large knot of excited people drawn like bees around a dozen cars that run on hydrogen.
Anybody like a ride?
It feels a little like a hydrogen county fair.
It's going to take about 250 car times 14.7 pounds. That's how much fuel we will be putting in.
And in a way, it is. Hydrogen fuel cell advocates recently took their show on the road, staging demonstration events all along the West Coast. Patrick Surface with the National Hydrogen Association is showing how they work.
Right here in this vehicle, instead of an engine, you have a fuel cell. And that fuel cell takes hydrogen from the tank, from the fuel tank, and oxygen from the air, and makes electricity.
The technology clearly has promise, but it's behind schedule. Schwarzenegger's original plan called for 100 to 150 hydrogen fuel stations by next year, and so far there are only about two dozen. He also wanted 2,000 hydrogen-powered cars on the road, yet fewer than 200 are being road tested today. The lack of progress has prompted California's nonpartisan state legislative analyst to recommend scrapping state funding for the hydrogen program. And on the federal level, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu has asked Congress to cut about half of the national hydrogen research budget. Chu said hydrogen technology is too far from fruition. But Surface believes that hydrogen has come too far to stall out now.
We have hydrogen vehicles in the hands of real consumers today. They're being leased. We are getting ready to turn that corner to commercialization. This is really the worst time to be pulling back from investing in hydrogen vehicles as we turn the corner to getting hydrogen vehicles in the showroom.
The question is, where exactly is that corner? At best, the turning point could come in 2015, which is the soonest consumers would actually be able to buy a hydrogen car. And those consumers would need filling stations. And that's one of the biggest challenges, says Shad Balch of General Motors.
Anybody who looks at the current scenario would see that the next step is hydrogen stations. That's the only way that we can have these vehicles on the roads in higher volume.
In April, the state signed contracts to build four new stations. But money for the stations has been slow in coming. Schwarzenegger originally was counting on matching funds from private business, especially the oil companies. But that never happened. On top of that, Democrats in Sacramento cut the governor's request for money in half and attached strict environmental caveats on hydrogen fueling stations. And there have been other hurdles to overcome, says Dan Kamen, director of the Renewable Energy Lab at the University of California, Berkeley. Infrastructure is one, getting enough fueling stations. A second issue is extending the car's range. But the two biggest limitations, he says, will be tough to overcome.
The issue is that we have to get the hydrogen from somewhere. And so that has to be a clean source for the fuel cell to be better than using other forms of energy. And fuel cells themselves are still very expensive.
Kamen says converting hydrogen to power is a clean process. But making hydrogen by stripping or reforming natural gas can produce a lot of carbon dioxide. But there's one niche market that addresses a lot of those challenges, Kamen says. Buses. Currently, it's mostly diesel buses that run here through downtown Oakland. But AC Transit now has a small experimental fleet of hydrogen-fueled buses. The program's director, Jamie Levin, is standing at a downtown bus stop.
We're clearly one of the most advanced in the world, and other transit agencies worldwide are following this pattern that we established with fuel cell hybrid vehicles.
Levin ticks off the benefits of hydrogen-powered bus fleets. The range is greater because there's more room in a bus for fuel cells and hydrogen. The bus yard has its own fueling station, which solves the infrastructure problem. And AC Transit is building a solar-powered electrolysis plant so that the source of hydrogen can be greener. But fuel cells are still expensive, and hydrogen buses cost up to $2 million apiece. As for hydrogen cars, the hope is to start selling them to the public about 6 years from now in pockets of Southern California. It will be a tough road to follow, though, as pressure mounts for bigger and more immediate results and less funding to produce those results. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To see photos of hydrogen cars, go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the William K. Bose Jr. Foundation.